Hey guys, so I'm back with part two. I know I do a lot of these part one and part two, but I run out of time. You get 10 minutes to say what you want to say. But I really just felt, and this has happened on more than one occasion, you know, not that many people give me a ride, which is perfectly okay, you know. I am just thankful that, you know, we have people to socialize with, but, you know, I may be a nice, kind person, you know, and that's great. But if people don't get to know me, they're just going to assume their own feelings and their own thoughts about me. And they're going to assume that whatever they think and whatever they feel about me is true. And I just think that, you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys are probably thinking, yeah, we've heard this stuff about dogs before. And it doesn't even, what happened today didn't even surprise me. I mean, it surprised me that we were invited to a party, but the conversation didn't surprise me because I've seen it happen many times before. Everybody that I know who had a guide dog, everybody was just like white on rice. That dog was immediately the center of attention and they know it and they're soaking it all in, but they're doing it out of love, and their companionship and their loyalty and their love is just beyond measure. And it's great to have that in your life, but it also helps people break down that barrier. And he breaks down the barrier. And when they see the dog with us, they think, oh, this person has a dog. Maybe they are human after all. You know, that's my humorous way of looking at it. Maybe that blind person is human after all. Maybe they do have feelings. They do have thoughts. They do things like the rest of us, you know, and it's all because they see that dog and they immediately open up and they relate, especially people that I cannot tell you how many times I've heard people walk by and dogs, it's just, I tell him not to sniff, but it's almost like telling a newborn infant not to cry. There's just instinct and you can't break them of that instinct. Dogs are dogs. So immediately when the person comes by, he sniffs them to check them out. Hey, who are you? And the first thing that's out of a person's mouth when the dog sniffs them is, he smells my dogs on me. And I know not everybody that I've met had a dog or has a dog, but I hear that so many times. And it just goes to prove that there is some common ground that we are now standing on. This person and I both have a dog, or they have more than one dog. All I know is right now, I have a dog. And they either have one or see one or train them. I've ran into a couple of dog trainers. Of course, it opens you up to a lot of criticism because I've given leash corrections, and this one dog trainer, she came up to me and she goes, is that all you've been taught? Is just to yank on your dog's leash? You know, there's more to that. So I've gotten some criticism, both constructive and destructive, but it's amazing. It really is. One moment. So it's just amazing. And even though it doesn't surprise me, it never ceases to amaze me just how close dogs bring people together. You know, and you can take what's bad, like I heard about a police dog being shot, and then in the same news report, we hear about reading assistance dogs for kids. And so there's the sadness of the dog losing his life, but there's also the other side of it when you see just how loving dogs are. And I never, you know, say, well, I know it all, because dogs just surprise you and amaze you in the most wonderful ways. And it's so touching. It really is touching. And to think about it, when I was a little girl, I was scared of dogs. I wanted nothing to do with dogs because all I thought was, because I was bitten by a dog, all I thought was dogs just go rawr, 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 and they bite you, you know? And so I had anxieties around dogs. I was scared. I didn't even want to touch a dog. I was forced to pet a dog when I was little, and I didn't want to, but I did it because my parents forced me to. And of course the dog licked me and sniffed me, and I thought that was weird because you don't see humans doing that. But I came a long way. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, you know, if anything, you know, they tell you in guide dog school, well, these guide dogs, they give you a sense of independence and companionship. Well, it is true, because you feel more confident. And if you get lost, people are more willing to help you. I mean, there are people that are willing to help you no matter what, whether you have a dog or a cane. I don't know if I'd ever go back to a cane after having a dog. It's just, it would be too hard. But more people are just more willing to help you and willing to open up to you and tell you things, because that dog is there, you know, to provide 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Companionship for them as well. And it's important for us to remember that. It's just so amazing what these dogs have brought to our lives. So when they tell you, oh, it brings you a sense of companionship and independence, it does definitely give you that independence, knowing that even if you get lost or if something goes wrong and there are people nearby, you know, you can get it fixed. But it also brings you the companionship, not only of having that dog nearby. You have the dog nearby to spend time with, but there's also that companionship that he brings by allowing people to come into your life. They see you with this dog, and immediately they want to go over to you. They want to hug you. They want to shake your hand. They want to tell you how beautiful, how gorgeous your dog is. They want to tell jokes. Like, I went to Target earlier today, and this man told me that I shouldn't, of course he was joking. He says, I didn't need assistance with shopping. I should just tell my dog to go get it since he's so smart. Well, I bet my dogs are smart, but I'm not going to tell my dog to go and, you know, get my Pepsi for me. How do I know it'll even make it back? But I still just see how amazing. I've only had Zappa for 6 months, and it's been an incredible experience. There are days, sometimes I just want to say, you know, and he makes me so mad sometimes. But, you know, it's just like having children, you know. They'll sometimes get on your last nerve, but you love them to death, and you would never even think about trading them for the world. And it's, I'm just so amazed just how people open up to me, and how I've met so many people just with having Zappa in my life. And, you know, people may say, well, your dog did that. Your dog got you out of your shell. I never was in a shell. I will admit, he has made life better for me when I was depressed. I knew that there was someone there to help me through the sadness. He has made life so much better for me. But it also brings other people out of their shell when they see the dogs. You know, they have therapeutic dogs in hospitals. They have, I mean, it's just so, so amazing what these dogs do. And it's so amazing how well they communicate. I never used to understand anything my dog would do or say. Now, of course, he knows certain words. And, you know, like today when we got back from Target, he wanted to stay in the master bedroom. He wanted to stay on his memory foam bed. Normally, he's bouncy and he's playful. And I said, are you tired today? And he stretched and he let out this groan, and he just collapsed onto the bed. He says, I'm done, Mom. I'm tired today. You know, after the shopping and whatever, just, you know, some days we're tired, you know, more tired than others. But, you know, he said, okay. And so, you know, I don't know. It's just, it still amazes me. And I probably talk about this a lot more than people want me to, but it still amazes me. It doesn't surprise me, but it amazes me. And something can amaze you and still not surprise you. So it's just great. So thank God for dogs. They're so incredible. Well, take care, guys. And I will report later on after the party. Hopefully get some audio, but if not, anyway.